Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
AJ, Shaq Thompson, Joshua Palmer, Taron Johnson, and then Christian Benford, and then Dalton Kincaid has a hamstring. I believe the report's out there that he's week to week. That is, in fact, true. Lennon Jackson, with the knee situation going on. Don't know what the timetable is going to look like on that. Still gathering information. He'll be out this week, I can promise you that. That's at a minimum. So, and then Trey White returned to the game when he left. TJ Sanders will, he's eligible to practice. He will practice this week, and we'll get that going. And I think some of you, you know, probably know about our coach who was taken to the hospital after the game for a medical situation. Everything's on the up and up. He's in a good spot. I'm glad to hear that. And from that, I'll turn it over to you with your questions.
To confirm, was that Marcus?
Yes.
And is he back in Buffalo?
Not yet. But he has been discharged from the hospital and, as I said, is in a better spot than when he went into it. I don't want to get into the what he had, but we're glad it was handled and he's off to a better spot.
I missed it. I didn't know who the coach was.
Coach West. Okay. Yeah, Coach West.
What is your review after having a few hours to take a look at what happened?
Yeah, I got off to a slower start than we wanted to. And, you know, I think I mentioned this yesterday, Tim, of, you know, feeling like we were chasing the game, trying to play catch up a little bit there and then couldn't close the gap, quite honestly. So too many three and outs early in the game, too many second and longs, third and longs offensively, gave up, you know, a little bit in the run game early that led to their first touchdown and then the big play to Waddle there in the, I believe it was the second quarter. So from there, I thought, you know, kind of defensively held in there, and then 7 minutes to go in the game, there gave up the big run. So, you know, there was things certainly that we need to get cleaned up and addressed, and then things that there were some good moments too. That hey, we praise that, we celebrate that, and then we hopefully get it again, but not enough at this point. So.
What is your level of concern that some of the issues involving the offense have reemerged that we saw against New England and Atlanta?
Yeah, that's fair. No, it's you know, continuing to stay on the details, continuing to find different ways to do things. You know, winning the line of scrimmage, we ran the ball, we just weren't winning those first down runs enough right there. And so we got to look at that, and I know coaches are actively looking at that. And then the second downs, we're in the second long, and I think Lance, you mentioned it yesterday, getting back on track, right, getting us to a third down and manageable, and we ended up way too many times third and long, seven plus at a minimum.
Sean, are you committed to Joe as your offensive coordinator?
Yes.
The rest of the way?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I know the news is very, very fresh, but with what happened with Brian Daboll, given his history here in Buffalo and his relationship with Josh, would there be any consideration to reaching out to him to see if he had any interest in joining the staff in any way?
Yeah, no, I understand why you're asking that. Brian's a great coach. It's unfortunate to see that happen to him. At this point, that's not under any type of consideration.
With Joe, you know, play calling, what, if there's a problem there, and that's for you to say if there is, what would be the levers that you can pull to maybe improve things from a game planning perspective and then coming out, especially like early on in the game with the scripted plays? As the head coach, what could you do to improve things there?
Well, Joe's a good coach. He really is. We've got a really good offensive staff. You know, they've had really good games. You're gonna have some games you want back, some play calls you want back. Those happen. So it's how you respond to them. And I'm fully confident in our offensive staff, and Joe is our leader. That we will make the adjustments we need to make and move us forward.
The fourth and one on the first drive. Did you consider going for it in that spot? I don't know.
It's a little shallower than we're used to. Thought about it for a second. It was a long one. I know it said one on the scoreboard, longer one than felt like where we wanted to take a shot at it. So up to that point, we had played one series, albeit played good on defense, three and out takeaway, and felt confident that we were in a good spot to punt it at that point. So turn the ball over there, and you gift them at least three at that point. So I didn't feel like it was the right decision.
How difficult is it weighing, even engaging the defense, given how many people you're missing, and Joey playing with a
club?
Q-tip. So how do you balance all that and weigh the defense and what it can be?
Yeah, I mean, I really appreciate the guys. The players played hard in all senses. They played hard. It's in this case, you're asking about the defense. Defense gave up, a couple early, and then all of a sudden we settle in and guys are battling. You know, the level of guys who have had to step in and step up. The good part is we're getting some young guys some valuable reps. Within that are some growing pains. You saw some of them yesterday. What I love about Max is had a tough play in the first half, and the second half he comes back and makes a big play at a big time moment in the game. That to me shows me something about the young man and his ability to reset and his mental toughness. This is Max's third game. You know, Dion's out there, Jordan Hancock's out there. We're playing, I think, just about everybody that has made the team from the draft class. I think Chase has, been inactive, unfortunately, but he's doing a good job. So I'm excited about that. I'm excited about how the defense battled. I'm disappointed for them and for us too as a team that long run got out at the end, because I thought it may have tarnished the overall performance and how well they battled.
What were the circumstances of your rain gear yesterday?
With my rain gear?
The team, sideline, gloves, guys have to take their gloves off, not having the right stuff in the rain.
Yeah, that's you always want to have the best stuff you can have, and luckily it was right before half and we were able to get inside and readjust there.
Was there miscommunication on what to bring?
I'm not getting all that, Tim.
With Dalton expecting to be out a couple weeks, Joe talked about he was out for that Atlanta game and it impacted your offense. I mean, as you're looking for answers here, I know you want guys to step up, but with him out in the mix for the next couple weeks, I'm concerned with that.
That's concerning. He's a good player, and you saw the production he's had of late in particular and the season that he's had. So, again, it's an opportunity for somebody to step up. And then within that, how creative can we be from a play design standpoint to get somebody else going?
Sean, you guys have had tough stretches across games here. You had a tough stretch earlier this year, but the nature of yesterday's loss, there have not been many like that since you've been here, certainly since Josh came. Are you concerned at all about, for lack of a better word, a hangover of any sort coming out of a loss like that?
There better not be. That's not how this league works. So it's a, we just talked about it as a team, as a leadership group. It's a week-to-week league. So you got to learn from it. And if we don't learn, then it truly is a loss. It is a loss on the sheet, but you got to learn from it. And we talk about what did we learn from it? How do we learn from that experience so that we move forward better? That's the important part. That's really the only thing we can control right now, and then how we handle ourselves moving forward.
Can you take us into that a little bit and how, like we heard in the locker room some guys say, hey, you know, they wanted it, you know, obviously Miami felt like they wanted a little bit more or whatever, the guys, leaders on the team. When you say you meet with them today, can you take us through like the coaching staff message, the players, who you lean on, I guess, to make sure that doesn't happen again?
Well, it's, you know, I don't want to put everyone's name out there in terms of who's in the meeting and who's not. It's not fair to the guys who aren't.
Right.
There are certain leaders who you know their names, and this is a learning opportunity for us as a leadership group as well. Of every, when you're a leader, every element of your verbal and nonverbal cues, they watch and they listen to. And so it just goes back to value of that type of that leadership and how it's got to be there every week. And not that it wasn't, I'm just, this is part of growing our team, is growing leaders. And it's important. So when you go from the week we had the week before to last week, how consistent was it? How consistent was our approach? How consistent was our process? And so that's the battle every week in this league. And that's why, part of the reason why you see fluctuations week to week, and because the competition is so elite. So it's a part of the journey, and it's part of a learning experience and growing a team and growing leadership and making adjustments as we go here.
Can I sense, how do you keep Josh Allen upbeat? Because from the TV, watching on TV, there were some times where his body language would eventually look down. Obviously frustrated, he's a competitor, but how do you keep him upbeat through
the walls? Well, he's a heck of a competitor. He wants to win every play, and you guys know him, you see him. Every day at practice, he's competing in some way, shape, or form, and it's important to him, and rightfully so. He puts a lot into it, so it's really about making sure he stays healthy. That's important, mentally, physically, spiritually healthy, and he's our leader. And we're going to go as he goes, and getting him into a good spot every week is important. You see what happens when he's in that spot. He's really hard to beat, as he was a week ago.
Where do you see that psyche right now? Because, you know, we have not seen the passing game struggle to the extent that it has with Josh at the helm, really very often, if at all. So where is his psyche right now?
I think he's in a good spot. He's intent on leading our football team. You know, I just visited a few minutes ago. He's intent on making sure that we're doing everything possible to get the passing game going in the right direction, and he's fully confident in our staff and Joe in particular. And but he's not that he's sitting back. You know, he's very proactive in his approach.
I know Keon had a really nice touchdown yesterday. Feels like there's a lot of fan frustration from an effort perspective with Keon. Whether that, I mean, it's outside looking in, it's watching the game. Do you feel any of that from him, that there's a lack of effort?
We address effort when it needs to be addressed. So if there is, we address it. I can promise you that with any situation, any player, everyone's held at the same level across the board. So high pick, you know, not a draft pick, whatever it is, I think that's one of the great things that we do is that even level of accountability.
Coach spoke about the young defensive players playing a lot of snaps in the last few weeks. Specific to the secondary, how have you been impressed by Cole and Jordan Hancock and Maxwell Harrison?
Very impressed. You know, it doesn't mean that there's not been some hiccups. That's natural, Maddie. There is going to be, as I mentioned with Max, responding within one game. That was impressive. Cole, you know, now two games. What do you have, the pick this week? Big game last week. He's starting to understand what it looks like and what it has to feel like, and yet he's still not satisfied, which is a good place to be. That hunger that burns within is just, that's an important fire. You know, you mentioned Jordan Hancock out there. He's doing some good things for us on defense and special teams. So we're moving in the right direction. It's a journey. It's just going to take some time. And do you wish Max was out there earlier? Of course you do. You know, maybe it's not game three now. Yesterday it was game eight, right? So there's a certain level of experience that comes with game eight versus game three as well. So it's all part of it. I'm proud of them, the way that they're working. The coaches are doing a really good job developing them, and and making sure that their confidence stays where it needs to be, just because it's a journey too. So
you expected to be young on defense, but as a head coach, what's it been like to balance the really good with the younger players, but also, you know, working with them, what's that like? Yeah. Considering the expectations, what you guys want to accomplish this season when you're trying to get these guys integrated?
That's the only way you move the team forward year after year. You've got to be willing to play young players. They have to do their part. As you guys know, I talk about, they've got to make sure that they're preparing the way they need to prepare. Those that do and take advantage of the opportunity, it's natural they'll see more reps. It's not a fancy equation, right? So that's just how we do things, and playing time is earned. But I'm proud of the way those guys have been battling, and they're not fazed by it. So it's good to see.
To follow up on Keon, are you satisfied with his level of effort?
He knows if I'm not satisfied. He knows if I'm not satisfied, Matt.
Sorry about
just
that.
Like any player, it's fair that you're asking about it. I can promise you it gets addressed when it isn't where it needs to be. There are times, like any player or any performer, where it's exactly where it needs to be, and there are times when it's not, and then we have to address it to get it hopefully where it needs to be. So it's addressed. It's been good at times, and other times it can improve for sure.
On Gabe Davis, last week you said, getting a little closer. How did you feel he got through last week? And do you think there's a chance this week that he could, even step into a role again?
We'll see. We're going to take it one day at a time, just kind of manage expectations and making sure he's in a good spot. Gabe's been a good football player, and it's nice to get him back healthy again. But that's the part we have to make sure of before we take another step.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes, subject to driver availability. More terms apply.